There's a lot of different viewpoints of who actually pays the tariff.
And that's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX.
And I think a lot of that comes back to pressure and timing and the ability to shift supplies. And frankly, in the fertilizer world, it comes down to the product.
He believes that President Trump's 25% tariff plan on Canadian imports will cause a significant interruption in the supply chain.
When we look at urea, there's a tremendous amount of urea that flows from the U.S. to Canada in the eastern half of the country. In the western half of the country, Canada sends a lot of urea down to the Pacific Northwest, California region. So there's a shared flow there. You flip over to anhydrous. There's a lot of anhydrous that comes from Canada down into the U.S. We're highly reliant on that. A lot of phosphate comes from the U.S. to Canada. They're depending on us there. And then potash is the biggest one. It's hard to understate just how important Canadian potash flows are to the U.S.
Linville also says the timing of all this doesn't exactly help farmers.
The thing that has me believing we're actually going to pay a little bit more of this tariff rate in the short term is because of the calendar. There's not a lot of time before we start pre-plant application. I mean, we are now days away from the month of March. That simply doesn't give us enough time to say, oh, okay, we'll just go buy from somewhere else around the world.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.